A few years back, I was working at one of those pet supply stores. It was a fairly busy store, located on the outer belt, with the bulk of our customers coming in after work on their way home during the week. The best days were the weekends, with the majority of customers bringing in their dogs. My job was mainly collecting orders and filling in at the register when needed. I also helped clean the fish and iguana tanks on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On this particular day, my boss asked if I could come in early, since one of the new guys had called off, which meant a little bit of overtime for me. So I didn't mind. After catching up on the orders, I started cleaning. And that's when I finally met Dead Fish Lady. I had been working at that store for going on 2 years, and had only heard snippets of this woman. Occasionally I'd hear, "Oh, you just missed her." She was talked about so much that it was like she was more of an urban legend, since she only came in a handful of times, which meant only a handful of people had actually interacted with her. Apparently, she'd been coming in for years. The closing manager swore that she had seen the lady and had to give an exchange for her dead fish a couple times. "Why don't we just stop giving her a new fish?" I had asked. It was absurd that she could regularly return a dead pet fish, and they just gave me the standard reply of, "That's store policy." When I finally met her, she looked harmless enough, not like this ghastly witch woman that I'd imagined from how they described her. She looked more like an old, bordering hippie, with her long, flowing, disheveled white blonde hair, sunned skin, and tiered pink sundress. I was cleaning the filters on one of the tanks when she approached me, asking for some assistance in exchanging her pet fish. On first glance as I turned, there wasn't much behind those eyes, just a blank stare and a crooked tooth grin. I was met with a wafting, rancid fish smell as she held up a grocery store bag which tapered to a fish-sized point. She told me that my manager had said to go pick out a new one. I looked over at the girl at the register who gave me a knowing look. The lady insisted on a female fish. She was very specific in what she wanted, her open-mouthed face skimming the tanks, fogging up the cleaned glass, eventually pressing her uneven fingernail on the tank of the fish she wanted. Naturally, after she left, we stood around talking about this strange woman, after I went to the back dumpster to throw out the tied-off grocery bag containing her rotting fish. My manager and I went back and forth trying to figure out what could be the cause of her fish dying, short of her purposely poisoning them, which I couldn't even bring myself to think about. Several weeks passed, and she was back, demanding a new fish. This time, my manager, Tanya, was with her. Grabbing the little blue net, Tanya asked her if she needed help with any other fish supplies while she retrieved the new fish. Dead Fish Lady just stared at the tank and told her no. We pried, asking her what type of food she had at home for her fish, and that she would need to taper to any other food brand. Tanya even offered to send her home with a free bottle of fish flakes. The lady said that she didn't want any of that processed stuff, that her fish eat only organic, like nature intended. We listened intently as she went on, telling us about if she couldn't eat it, she certainly wouldn't feed it to her animals. I began to wonder how many other pets or animals she had, besides the fish. I snapped back to reality when she explained her own fish food recipe, which was a concoction of herbs, diatomaceous earth, and her dead mother's ashes. She must have seen the disgust wash over us as she tried to explain the health benefits of her personal recipe. While clearly in shock, Tanya and I weren't sure how to handle the situation. The crazy lady withdrew an orange prescription bottle where she had drilled holes in the top and began sprinkling the strange dust in her hand and lapping it off of her dirty palm as she inched closer. All I could think to do was grab a nearby display and knock it down in front of her, giving us enough time to distance ourselves and call the police. Dead Fish Lady ran out of the store before the cops arrived, leaving a kicked-out pile of trash from her hoarder van as she fled. It's been some time now, and she hasn't come in. We all wonder if she started to go to another pet store around town. Or maybe she finally got some help. Was that a wake-up call for her? Probably not. But we can't help but wonder when the next time we'll see Dead Fish Lady again.
You know those days where you seem to just know things? Like a distant relative is going to call you that day. Or you're thinking about a random song and you suddenly hear it at the store. That electric feeling, bordering deja vu, your body wants to go into chills. But in a way, you feel the luck in the air that day. That's real magic. That was the kind of day I was having when this happened. But of course, when my day started, I didn't know it was that kind of day. I had woken up and kept thinking about my family. I was willingly estranged and would have passing thoughts every once in a while. But today, I kept thinking about my Aunt Cindy. I checked the calendar, no holidays or distant birthdays that I could remember, or that maybe my subconscious was remembering. I tried to push the thought out of my mind and go about my day. I went my usual route to work, a 10-minute arc around several busy intersections, where it would dump me back out on the main street further up the road, where traffic wasn't as congested. I came up over the small hill, and for some reason, my mind locked on a passing thought about the jewelry store on the right-hand side of the road. Never really noticed it, thought it was kind of a weird building. Out of place, small, flat brick building with an overhang at the front door. And for whatever reason, I thought, wonder if that place has ever been robbed. It was an unusual thought. As the light turned green, I continued with the daydream thought, telling myself, doubtful, it's a nice area. Anyways, work was work that day. There were little things here and there that I perked up to, but nothing really stood out. As I was leaving, I remembered that I had a small package to send out to a friend, and I knew my store also had daily mail pickups. I was in my car, ready to just leave for the day. I'd make a stop at the post office in the morning, I told myself, but I decided to go back in and leave my package with the outgoing mail. I was waiting at the busy intersection closest to work. The green light flicked on, allowing my lane to slowly trickle across the four-lane road, when a speeding car almost T-boned me. I slammed on the brakes, barely managing to miss the lunatic's path as he peeled down the road. I was so startled and in shock. I had this overwhelming feeling like something had intervened. Had I not gone in to drop off that package? After slowly returning home, I checked my mail, skimming the junk mail over my kitchen trash can, before I came to a handwritten envelope from my Aunt Cindy. I'd had enough synchronicity for the day and ended up going to bed early that night. The following day, as I'm heading to work, pulling up that small hill, I saw the yellow caution tape. Directly across the street from that jewelry store was a gas station, and it had been robbed the day before. I have these days from time to time, haven't gotten lucky with the lottery just yet, but what is it? Where does it come from? I don't know if that was a higher power stepping in that day. Maybe I was supposed to skip dropping off that package, maybe, I don't know. Whatever that was, I'm just super thankful for those days, where maybe the veil is a little thinner, and maybe I can sense fate happening around me.